in general. And like I said earlier, going camping with the family, so going to try to stay cool any way I can. Hey, be sure to follow the show on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page now, HLS Show. You can find us on there, again, at HLS Show. You can connect with us, share pictures of your catches, your stories, ask questions, recommend guests to be on the show. You can do it all right there on Facebook. The show also available on podcast, and you can catch past episodes on there as well. Anytime, head over to our website, WJYPAM.com. Again, you can also find the show on YouTube using that same at sign, at HLS Show. You can find us on either one, Facebook or YouTube. And we're also up on your other favorite streaming platforms, podcast platforms as well, Pandora, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Time for the first break of the show. When we come back, we'll be learning about the West Virginia chapter of the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers with Matt Kearns. It's Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock. Border Sporting Goods, family-owned and operated for over 40 years, has the Tri-State's largest fishing selection, as well as a great archery department, with bows, arrows, and more. From the kids that shoot for their school teams to what mom and dad will need for their next hunting adventure, Borders carries major brands like Hoyt, Matthews, 10 Point, and Raven. Come shoot your next bow at Border Sporting Goods, 5876 U.S. Route 60, Ashland, Kentucky, and online at bordersportinggoods.com.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
They said
if I got drunk,
what if I did coke,
I'd be one of the guys.
They said meth would help me get through my exams.
They said synthetic drugs would give me a safe high.
They said sniffing glue was no big deal.
Totally safe.
I could party all night.
It would help me forget my problems.
He said he'd love me forever if I smoked crack with him.
They said I wouldn't get hooked after the first hit.
They said weed wouldn't lead to harder drugs.
They lied.
They lied.
They lied.
He lied.
Find out the truth. The truth about drugs.
Drugfreeworld.org.
Drugfreeworld.org.
Reels are streaming. Lines are tight. We're back for Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock.
Today's show is brought to you by Borders Sporting Goods. Find them on US 60 in Ashland, Kentucky. Your one-stop shop for all your hunting and fishing needs, plus your home of Liberty Safes. Let Borders help you get outdoors, and find them online at BordersSportingGoods.com. I talk about it all the time. The absolute best friend that our environment has got to be avid outdoorsmen and women, hunters, anglers, hikers, campers, folks who just, you know, love the outdoors and preserving those resources and fight to protect them, which is the mission of so many different groups. One of them, the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, the BHA. Joining me on the show now, Matt Kearns with the West Virginia chapter. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to talk today. I'm actually pretty new to the BHA. Tell me a little about the overall mission of the organization.
Sure, yeah. So we are the West Virginia chapter of a national group, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. You know, in a nutshell, our priority issues are standing up for our public lands and waters, both for wildlife and for people, providing access and opportunity for hunting and fishing across North America. And then, supporting the fair chase and the North American model of wildlife conservation.
So you're the West Virginia chapter. Where is the West Virginia chapter headquartered at?
my living room. No, that's a joke. We've got a board of about 10 guys. We're all across the state. Some are up in Fayetteville, Morgantown. I'm in Charleston. We got a guy out in the Eastern Panhandle. We don't have like a you know, a monthly in-person meeting at some community center or something like that. It's more dispersed. We do, you know, pop-up events around the state, but, you know, there's no real one epicenter for where we have meetings and stuff like that.
And what kind of events, you say that, you know, pop-up events around the state, what kind of events do you typically have?
We do a few different things, kind of more on the informational and fellowship end of the spectrum. We'll do things called pint nights. We've hosted those in Charleston, Parkersburg, you know, Morgantown. Sometimes we'll have a guest speaker. I think in Morgantown we did a Bugs and Brews fly tying. The event in Charleston was kind of tied in with the West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show. We've done, you might see us at other sportsmen and conservation related events around the state. We were, you know, had a table at the Appalachian Fly Fishing Festival up in Thomas. We usually do something for West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Days. And then we also really proud of our kind of more in the field, you know, habitat and conservation work. And we've done projects across a number of different wildlife management areas, Stonewall, Snake Hill, Burnsville, Sleepy Creek. We'll do like a spring trash and trout cleanup event. And we've done those like on the Elk, Dunlop, Williams, Shavers, and Glady. So, I mean, we bounce around. We try and hit up different areas and provide, again, access and opportunity for our membership across the state.
And of course, you guys work pretty closely with the DNR as well in managing of those public lands and keep and the upkeep and conservation of them.
Yeah, I mean, we're not like actively managing it. I mean, but we do partner with, you know, for specific projects. You know, we did tree planting up in Snake Hill, put in about 300 different, you know, like fruit trees, persimmons and elderberries. Then, you know, we've hacked out a lot of autumn olives, you know, up in, you know, Stonewall in Burnsville. So I just want to kind of emphasize, yeah, it's project based and kind of, you know, identifies a need. And then, you know, we provide some of the boots on the ground.
We also say it's more of a providing support effort, mm-hmm. more than taking the lead on certain things like that. Which leads to my next question. How many, you may not know, how many members are in the West Virginia chapter at the moment?
I think we've got about 200. We've gone, you know, up and down with you know, we got started kind of during COVID and in a bit of a slow start. But we've had a few more increases since then.
So how do the chapters work with the organization? For example, I live in Kentucky, but I work in Charleston. And so I spend a lot of my time in West Virginia. Can residents who are members with the BHA, do they have to do all of their stuff in Kentucky, or can they be part of a West Virginia chapter? How does that necessarily work?
No, that's a good question. So, you know, when you join BHA, you know, you are joining the national organization. And then, you know, kind of more at a local level is where a lot of the events and habitat projects or tabling events, you know, that's kind of happening at the local level. So, you'll get most of your emails and stuff about, you know, events here in West Virginia, if that's where your address is. But there's absolutely nothing that prohibits, you know, folks working across states. It's slightly bigger picture. We have like regions within BHA and, you know, a full-time staffer from BHA helps and works with multiple states. And so we are looped in, with Kentucky in our region. Mm-hmm. And so there's opportunities for cross collaboration there on events and opportunities, particularly with some of the pint nights or virtual events. We're trying to do more across those state lines and provide better service to our members.
All right. So if folks would like to get involved, if say they want to join the BHA, what's going to be the best way to do that, and how can they have the best effect? You know, what can they is making a monetary donation going to be the best? Is getting out to the going to the events and participating the best? What is the absolute best thing folks can do to help?
Sure, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, obviously going to backcountryhunters.org is kind of the first step on that. And from there you can, you know, just make a one-time donation, or you can, you know, have more of a membership role. You know, once you do that and register with, you know, with your email address and your county home address, you'll be automatically, you know, plugged into, you know, our email list. And you're going to see, you know, from National BHA, the opportunity to take action, maybe, you know, send a letter to your senator on some of the issues we have going on in DC. But then you're also going to get the messages, you know, for me and the local guys about the events, you know, in your area, and then maybe, you know, policy or issues at the state level as well. And that's all through backcountryhunters.org.
Right. And you can go become a member today. It's a actually not, I looked into it earlier. It's about $35 fee for becoming a member, for a yearly, single subscription, I guess. And,
yeah,
you get some good discounts and stuff, if you become a member as well, I believe. Do you guys partner with, the organization as a whole partners with some corporate places for discounts?
Yeah, and I'll have to apologize, and I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but we routinely run different promotions and opportunities. I know Onyx has been a good sponsor for us for some of our pint nights, and you can, you know, if you sign up, you know, you might get a year of Onyx. I think when I signed up a couple years ago, there was like a Gerber knife, and our corporate sponsors help out, and we provide some membership incentives.
Yeah, I think I saw one for, I think it might have been Rocky Talkie radios as well. So some definite, some plus sides there on the for joining as well. I think you guys even have a publication, don't you? Like a little journal or a magazine that gets sent out?
Yeah, at a minimum, you know, members will get, monthly email kind of summarizing the things that the backcountry hunters and anglers are doing, you know, nationally. And then you get updates for, you know, other states. The Wyoming corner crossing issue, is taken up a lot of, email ink, keeping appraised on that issue. Right now there's, you know, different issues going with, you know, public land sell-offs, in the budget bills.
Oh yeah. That was huge. Three million acres.
Yeah, it's not over. I'd encourage folks to join, and you know, they can reach out directly to their senator and speak out on that. But yeah, it's probably kind of one of our biggest all hands on deck issues since I've joined BHA. Within the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, definitely something that folks need to step up and voice their opinions about, because we don't need to see our natural resources, our public lands, disappearing. We don't need to see it go in the hands of private companies. We don't need to see it polluted or destroyed. You know, these are resources that we want to stick around for our kids and future generations to enjoy. And not only that, but just the preservation of the wildlife that's there. So, you know, organizations like you guys, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, also one that pops to mind is Trout Unlimited. You know, all these organizations like you guys are doing wonderful work. And, I think actually I'm probably going to end up signing up with you guys because I like that you guys have a structured website. I got to doing some digging around, and you guys have a very structured website. You can go in and look at chapters from all the different states. And I saw where, you know, Kentucky has a an event coming up soon. I believe it was in Clay out towards Flemingsburg. It was basically a cleanup event where they're cutting out trees that are softwoods and preventing the growth of things like hickories and oaks and you know, it's basically swapping out and making the forest life a little stronger through planting of new trees. And so I really like the way that your organization that you guys have set up nationally, but also how the local chapters are run as well. So I think you guys are doing a really good job. What's going on in West Virginia? What's coming up next, I guess? What's the next event?
That's a good question, and I don't have a great answer. We're working on a few. Some of them include some permits, and we just haven't quite sorted all that out. You know, but again, if people, you know, join up and sign up for emails, you know, they'll get those when it comes out. We are working on our next habitat event later this summer, and we'll likely be, you know, hunting and fishing days again this fall. We're still working on those plans.
If somebody wants to become involved, but say they're not ready to join, maybe they don't want to make that monetary, but they do want to go participate in some of the events, is that allowed as well?
Yeah, I don't think we'd turn anybody away. It's different levels of action and advocacy. I'm 90% sure you can just sign up for email on our website. without having to, you know, donate or, you know, become an official member. You know, I send out different opportunities to, you know, just, you know, again, you know, send a letter to your senator or, you know, comment on this, you know, policy or whatnot. And I don't think that's restricted to membership. So, you know, basically anyone can kind of get plugged in, through BHA.
Right. So again, you can head over to their website. You can, as Matt just said, join the mailing list. And I know myself, I went and browsed the site today, and you can check out each of the state chapters. And from there, you can see events that are going on in those states as well. So again, if you don't have the money at the moment to join, or if you just want to get involved but don't have the ability to donate the money, there are ways that you can go and be a part of what's happening and help them achieve their overall mission in preserving these public lands. So, Matt, is there anything you'd like to add real quick before we wrap things up today?
Yeah, you mentioned the other groups we have in West Virginia, and one thing we're real proud of is working with them, together. BHA is kind of more, in my mind, it's a little bit more generic about public lands and the habitat, and kind of not necessarily focused on one species or opportunity. But we did really great work this past winter with all of our state groups. I mean, the Bear Hunter Association, the Deer Association, NWTF, Turkeys for Tomorrow. I know I'm going to forget a whole bunch of folks. But what we're trying to do is help the groups band together so we can kind of speak more collectively on, different policy and legislative issues. We hosted the first ever, Sportsman's Capital Conservation Day this past February, and we were in the Capitol, trying to make sure that the legislators, are aware of our issues, when it comes to public lands and wildlife, but also, just understanding other things like how federal conservation funding works and how that's funded, through licenses and taxes and highlighting the conservation work we've done. So we're trying to, do a little bit better job of, flexing our muscles and working together and trying to make, improve access and opportunities, for West Virginians.
Absolutely. And I think you guys do a fantastic job. And a lot of people, this is something that I kind of like to point out as well. A lot of people, especially, down in the hollers here in West Virginia, get to thinking, they're talking about public lands and public waters. And, I don't care about that. I care about my property. And, well, let me tell you right now, if you go fishing just about anywhere and you don't have water on your property, chances are you're in public lands, public waters. So you should care.
Yeah, it touches all of us. Yeah, I mean, I live a fairly suburban lifestyle, so all my fishing definitely is on our public lands and waters.
Well, that's as I said, most of us. I mean, anybody who goes, unless you've got a farm pond on your own property, if you're going to a lake, if you're going to a river, if you're going to a stream that's got public fishing access, that is that's public lands. And our conservation of those is a very important thing. So, Matt, I know I'm rambling a little bit. I want to say thank you so much again for taking the time to talk today, and hopefully we'll get the chance to talk again soon.
Yep. Again, thanks very much for having me, and appreciate your time.
We'll talk a little more about the backcountry hunters and anglers later on in the show, as we'll touch base with the Kentucky chapter about a big event they've got coming up. Coming up here after the break, though, Tackle Talk. We'll be chatting with Bill Simmons of Thorny Creek Outdoors in St. Albans. That's up next on HLS. Border Sporting Goods is your one-stop outdoor sporting goods store. Family-owned and operated for over 40 years. Borders is the Tri-State's number one outlet for Liberty Safes. Proudly made in the USA with a lifetime warranty. A Liberty Safe will protect what's most important to you from theft or fire. Online at BordersSportingGoods.com or find them on Facebook and Instagram at Borders Sporting Goods. Borders Sporting Goods, 5876 U.S. Route 60, Ashland, Kentucky.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fish on. Now back to Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock.
And welcome back to HLS. It is time for some Tackle Talk. Now, as you may know, I typically like to feature Appalachian-based gear, lure, tackle producers. This week, I'm going just a little sideways. It's still a local source for tackle, but I guess you could say it's a different approach. This past weekend, I had the chance to connect with someone at Yak Fest. Bill Simmons, who is the owner of Thorny Creek Outdoors, a bait and tackle and gear business located right here in St. Albans. Bill, how are you doing today?
Just fine. Breaking the rain.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk. We hooked up at Yak Fest. You had some interesting lures. I noticed you had some ploppers, and I don't have one of those yet, so I just, you know, was looking at those when we got to talking, and found out you're based here in St. Albans, and you have a different approach than the folks that I normally feature with the Tackle Talk segment. Normally, I talk to people who are handcrafting and making their own soft baits or making their own topwaters. You took a different approach. Your business model, you focus on getting high-quality lures at discount and bargain prices.
Right. And I got into that while I was looking for some lead jig heads one year, and I just didn't like the price and the quality I was seeing in the local box stores. So I started looking online, and one thing led to another, and I got these great hooks, and I sold a fishing kayak tournament. So I bet I can sell these things to the guys in the tournament because they're hard to find. So I actually had a lot of guys switch over from some of the major brands and started out like that and sold a whole bunch of them. So one thing led to another, and now I've got lures and dry bags. But generally speaking, everything I sell is probably 50 to 60% cheaper than what you'll get in the, you know, in a regular box store or big sporting goods store.
Yeah, I actually ordered some off of your website, and I got to looking at your prices, and you know, for example, you know, a whopper plopper these days is going to run you $10 to $15 at the big box stores. Yours are only $5.99. You know, you've got poppers as low as 99 cents or $2. You've got topwater torpedoes that are just $2.50. I mean, really, really great pricing on some high quality stuff. And you were telling me at Yak Fest that your topwater ploppers are produced on the same line as the whopper plopper. Is that right?
They are. You know, I can't use the whopper plopper brand, but the blank, or at least the manufacturer told me the blanks are the same as the blanks on a whopper plopper.
Right, right. So it's essentially the same thing. It's well, you know how it goes in the lure business. You know, you can't call everything a shallow wrap, but there's, you know, three or four different brand, you know, versions of it out there. So they're all going to have the same action. They're all going to have you know, more or less the same quality. And you focus on, you know, like we said, those high quality lures at the best prices. So how do you go about it? Do you buy them in bulk? Do you look for custom things? What's your supply situation look like?
So I have to buy in bulk, and I buy them in the hundreds or thousands, just depending on what kind of price I can get for them. And so I get custom colors. I don't have any of these wild, crazy colors on them, so I have to buy you know, usually around at least 500 of a certain color to get them in stock. And you know, I run into some good things. I try some things out, and I get a lot of different things. And some things work good in the water, some don't. And, you know, I learned a few lessons along the way. Let me just put it like that.
So of what you of your inventory right now, of what you have, what would you say is your favorite lure that you've got? I know you've got the top water ploppers that look like rats. You were showing me those, yep, at YakFest.
Yeah, I got into that. Actually, the reason I got into that is that I do a lot of smallmouth pike fishing in the Greenbrier River and New River and other, you know, smallmouth streams like that. And I've caught several fish, smallmouth, that had mice in them. So I saw those ploppers in bottom, and the first time I took them out on the river, I just wore the smallmouth out with them. So I look for stuff like that. I like the topwater fish a lot, so I've got spooks and poppers, and the torpedoes are probably my favorite smallmouth bait on the New River. And it just, you know, you never know. I mean, when you're fishing, what it's going to be that day. But, you know, all the stuff I've got that I have on my table that you saw are proven smallmouth bait.
Right. Well, and they say that the Greenbrier is a fantastic place for catching smallmouth. And, you know, you talk about loving the topwater. I'm the same way. There's nothing in the world that I feel, you know, fishing in general is just, you know, it's relaxing and you get that thrill of the bite, but there's nothing quite like that topwater strike, you know, when you got a torpedo out and you're doing just a nice, you know, steady retrieve, and all of a sudden it breaks the surface and you're on.
Yeah, I remember one morning I was doing a tournament, and I set up way down the river and started a pretty good ways from where I normally do anyway. So daylight's breaking, and it's just absolutely perfect, beautiful Greenbrier River morning. I'm sitting there thinking, if I don't catch a fish, it's going to be a great day. First cast with a torpedo, I call a 15-inch smallmouth.
Nice.
So it was a great day all over. I mean, that was one of those days where you had the topwater bite all day long. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. I've had a lot of different people tell me that the smallmouth fishing there is just amazing. I'm going to have to get down that way and do some for myself. So
yeah, it is actually. It is the longest free-flowing stream east of the Mississippi River in the United States.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check it out. I've heard that kayak fishing is actually really good on it as well. So I've got a kayak myself. I'm going to have to head down that way one weekend.
Yep. So, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, later in the year when the rivers get low, so that's the way you got to go a lot of times.
So back onto your lures, would you say that rat, because I asked about your favorite and we got sidetracked on the rat, would you say that is your favorite lure you currently have?
It is, but I'm going to torpedoes are actually my favorite topwater lure, and then the rest of them are tied for second that I've got out there. Spooks, the poppers, the mice ploppers, and the regular ploppers, they're all good. But I'm more successful with torpedoes myself. Now, I fish with a lot of guys, really good tournament fishermen and stuff, and they're into the ploppers big time, and they catch big ones.
You know, I've not used the plopper yet. Like I said, I ordered one off of you. I've seen a lot of people talking about them. I've seen a lot of people saying good stuff. So I decided to, you know, get one from you and give it a try. Hopefully I'll get a chance to use it this weekend. But, yeah, I myself haven't had a chance to use it.
Yeah, the low water conditions, the first day I tried one of the mouth floppers, I think it was mid-September when I finally got some in and was on the Greenbrier, and I cast up the river and I could see wakes coming from both sides of the river. The fish are going after it. It was pretty explosive. It was one of those days, one of those great days on the river.
Yeah, it sounds like it for sure. Yeah. So hang on a second. I wanted to also touch base. Now, you have more than just lures. Of course, you've got hooks, you've got some spinners, you've got, you know, all kinds of stuff. You've also got some dry bags, some branded gear that you've got.
Yep, I designed some bags and a manufacturer makes those. So I've got, and they usually run about half of what that pipe bag will normally. Got two size duffel bags, a 60 liter and a 40 liter, a waterproof backpack, two roll top pipe backpacks. They've all got shoulder straps on it, and I've got a roll top backpack cooler too, so you can get 12 of your favorite beverages and a small bag of ice in at the same time.
And again, bargain prices. You know, I went through and was browsing through everything you got on your website, and I was blown away at the pricing on a lot of your stuff, because it really is at the least 40% of, you know, cheaper yeah. than where you're going to find at a big box store.
Yeah, yeah, and part of it has to do with, you know, I don't have a storefront, and mainly because I don't want to sit in the store all day. I'm retired, so I do, the fishing tournaments and fishing shows and things like that in the wintertime, and fishing tournaments in the summer. So, yeah, I'm kind of selfish in that way, but I probably have a store and I've had a kayak rental and canoe business and kayak sales before, but as far as having a storefront and sitting there all day, I've got a lot of other interests. So, I'm kind of selfish about it.
Well, and to be honest, I don't blame you. I mean, who doesn't? If I could be out on the water every single day instead of here at the radio station, I promise you that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah. I'd be on the river every day if I could, too. Yeah, when I had the kayak and canoe rental business, it was 7 days a week, and I wasn't doing any kayaking and canoeing. I was doing shuttling and lifting and cleaning. So, but yeah. it was a fun business, though.
Right. Well, if folks are interested in taking advantage of some of these great deals that you've got, where can they find you?
So, they can call me on my phone. I'm here in St. Albans. They can pick stuff up. That way they can save on shipping and other expenses. But I've got an online store. It's thornycreekdt.com. But now the website comes up a lot better, not on a phone, but on a laptop or an iPad or something like that.
Gotcha.
So you can't quite really see what's on that site. So, and actually my phone number is on that site. If anybody's got any questions, they can give me a call. If they're around, I can, they can come same day and pick something up if they're in a hurry to go to the river or anything like that.
Awesome. Again, that website, thornycreekbt.com. Bill, man, I appreciate you taking the time to talk today, and, love what you're doing, hooking people up with some bargain prices on some good quality lures.
Yep. Yeah, Cam, I appreciate it, too. I see kids at the shows and stuff like that. I give a lot of lures away to kids that ain't got any money on them. So, you're giving me this? I said, yeah, man, I'm giving it to you. Anyway. It's a lot of fun. I like to get kids started. My grandmother took me fishing when I was 4 years old, so I've been doing it for 71 years, and like to let the little guys give it a shot.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I talk about all the time on the show is, you know, the importance about getting kids out into the outdoors, and especially with fishing, introducing it to them and getting them into a lifelong interest at an early age. So that's really
yeah.
awesome.
Very important. Very important.
Bill, man, you have a great rest of your day. I appreciate it.
Hey, it was great talking to you, and it was really great meeting you at the Yak Fest Saturday.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Still to come on today's show, we're going to touch base with another chapter of the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, the Kentucky chapter, talk about a pretty big event they've got coming up in September. That's next with Hook, Line, and Sinker on The Jock. Border Sporting Goods, family owned and operated for over 40 years, is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs. Borders has the largest selection in the tri-state from all the major brands like Shimano, G. Loomis, Abu Garcia, Blue Rock Custom Tackle, Rapala, NetBait, Strike King, and more. Let the experts at Borders help you find the perfect fishing gear for your next adventure. Border Sporting Goods, 5876 U.S. Route 60, Ashland, Kentucky, and online at BordersSportingGoods.com.
From the local 2U studio, connecting West Virginia, this is the Valley Sports Station, 105.5 and 98.3 FM, 1300 and 1340 AM, The Jock.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
We're not adults, so just be there and, like, listen. I just want someone to yap to. And I just feel like I'll be fine, like, if someone just hears me talk.
You're doing a really good job. And I don't think I tell you that enough. And I know sometimes we get into it, and it's just hard on both of us. But, you know, try to understand me more, and I'll try to do the same.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fishtails, we've got them. Now back to Hook, Line, and Sinker on The Jock.
Welcome back to HLS. Today's show brought to us by Borders Sporting Goods, your home for Liberty Safes. Find them on US 60 in Ashland, Kentucky. They're your one-stop shop for all of your fishing needs this season. Let Borders help you get outdoors and find them online at BordersSportingGoods.com. A little earlier in the show today, we talked with the West Virginia chapter of the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Now we're going to touch base with Dan Douglas with the Kentucky chapter. Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Hi, Cam. Thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you being on. So let's learn about the Kentucky chapter. What is there to know about it?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I'm Dan Douglas. I'm the chairman of the Kentucky chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. We're a public land and water conservation organization. We formed our chapter in Kentucky in 2019, so we've been around for just over 6 years now. We currently have 2,200 members of the chapter, but probably the bigger picture there is we have over 20,000 supporters that have used our action item links for conservation issues coming up in the state, and or interact with our social medias, do things like that. We're up over 20,000 supporters at this point.
So a lot of growth for the Kentucky chapter in that short 6 years since you've been doing this.
Yes, sir. I think that they are, you know, the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is really prevalent on some national platforms, national hunting and fishing shows. And some of the cast from those hunting and fishing shows are really active with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and on our board, and I think they help get the word out. And one of those individuals that regularly participates on a national hunting and fishing show is from Kentucky. I certainly think he had some influence on helping us grow our membership, but it's really the work of our chapter that helped us grow. Our chapter is really a boots on the ground, grassroots type organization. We get out and, when the Department of Fish and Wildlife or the, marine biologist, the fisheries biologist, anybody working with the conservation efforts in the state need a lot of boots on the ground. We're the organization they call because when they, have a need, we show up in full force. And that's really kind of what got our name out there and what led us to grow so quickly.
Yeah, you know, I was I told Matt earlier when I was doing research on BHA, I did a lot of research on the website and got to looking at the chapters, and the Kentucky chapter just has event after event. You guys always have stuff going on. In fact, there's a really big music festival being planned for September. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, we've got lots of events coming up. We've got a prescribed fire pint night. We've got some habitat work coming up on a couple of WMAs, one of them at Taylorsville Lake. But the big event we've got coming up is Bourbon Bands and Public Lands. So that is a music festival that's going to be happening on September the 13th, 2025. It'll be at the Jephthah Creed Distillery in Shelbyville, Kentucky, just outside of Louisville. So we've got three performing artists coming in. One of the primary, the headlining performing artist, is actually a West Virginia local. Logan Halstead is going to be our headlining act for that. So what the event is, Cam, it's an all-day event that's going to be targeted on public land and water. We've got lots of partner conservation organizations coming in to have booths on display, and it's really mostly education along with the great entertainment that we're going to have with those three performing acts. Logan Halstead being our headliner, we're really, really proud to have him on board. Not sure if you're familiar with his music, but very much outdoor themed, very much Appalachian themed, and kind of goes right along with what our core mission of supporting public land and water. And going to be a great event. Tons of door prizes, tons of raffles, maybe an adult beverage of your choice, but being the theme of bourbon bands and public lands. But if that's not your thing, it is certainly family friendly. We got lots of activities for the kids, lots of food sampling, lots of food available for sale and purchase. But it's going to be a really great time. We hope everyone can come out and join us.
And tickets for that, very reasonable, as I recall.
Yes, sir. The advance tickets are $15. Tickets the day of are $25. So if you're thinking about coming, I would highly recommend you get on that advance ticket sales. You can go to backcountryhunters.org, go to events, search the state of Kentucky, and that one's going to pop right up. Again, it's on September the 13th.
So is there a limited amount of tickets? Is there a fear of selling out on that? Or is it, no, you got,
you know, we're so they have, yeah, they have, we have space for 7,500 people. I would love to think that we're going to sell out. This is kind of the first year. This is the inaugural year for our signature event.
Uh-huh.
So as of right now, there's no danger of it selling out, but man, if we can help get the word out there and sell it out, that would do a lot of good for public lands and waters and the projects that we put back into the state that make a direct impact on, you know, the hunting and fishing that we all love to do.
Absolutely. And of course, that is what it's all about. It's about the public lands. In fact, you and I were talking before we got started on the interview here. There's a big thing going on right now with the U.S. Congress where millions of acres are potentially on the chopping block.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, in the budget reconciliation bill at the national level, about a month ago, we had some language pop up in the budget reconciliation bill from the House that would have sold off somewhere between 150 to 200,000 acres. We kind of developed a campaign against that. United We Stand for Public Land. That's on the national BHA level. Kentucky's been doing a lot of work to help support that effort to fight that off. We were able to defeat that in the House. It got removed from the House budget bill. Through our actions, we had over 50,000 people reach out to their representatives through our campaign, and unfortunately it came back a couple of weeks ago in the Senate version of the budget bill and has unfortunately grown in magnitude to 2 to 3 million acres of sell-off being mandated within 5 years of the bill being passed. You know, that's a really bad thing for all public land and water users. It completely and totally bypasses the FLTFA, which is the Federal Land Transaction Facilitation Act. You know, that 2 to 3 million acres is exclusively in the western United States and Alaska, the western continental United States and Alaska. But really, Cam, it comes down for me that is a slippery slope that could very easily translate to the public land and water that your listeners might be accessing. They are targeting public land that they believe is good candidate land to be used for public housing, for energy development, for things like that. And I don't know about you, but oftentimes when I'm on my way home for work, I really like to stop and get an hour of fishing in on mm-hmm. some local public water. So that 2 to 3 million acres out west might not have a direct on you if you live in this region. but it is a slippery slope that could very easily translate to the public land that we have available to us. We don't have nearly the quantity of public land in our region that they have out west, but if we lose a single acre of it, it hurts us. And so we're here to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's like I mentioned with Matt earlier, we touched on this just a little bit. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but if you're an avid fisherman, if you're an avid angler, unless you're fishing on a farm pond on private property, chances are you are using public lands to go, or public waters to go and have your fun, do your fishing. So this is,
yes, sir.
This is something that, that definitely could affect us here at home. And like you said, it's a very slippery slope. I saw you posted on Facebook this week, a map that really puts into perspective just how much land we're talking about. It's hard to quantify in your head what 3 million acres looks like until you see it on a map.
Yes, sir. You know, that map really, and when I posted it, it's truly eye-opening how much land that could potentially mean. We've got, you know, quite a bit of public land available in the United States. Most of it is managed and owned by the state in our region. But to your point on the waters, the U.S. Corps of Engineers manages pretty much every water body. There are some state-managed lakes, but the Corps of Engineers manages the vast majority of the water access that we have in our region. So it could easily translate to that for us. And I want to avoid that slippery slope at all costs.
All right, as we all do. So here's the big question. What can we do? You know, how can we help in this fight? What can we do to protect our public waters?
Sure. It's super complicated, Cam. You call 202-224-3121. You tell them your name. You tell them where you live, and they get you connected with your senator. And it'll likely be a staffer or maybe even a recording that you have to leave. But you just tell them who you are, why you care about this issue, and tell them that they need to remove this public land sell-off from the budget bill. It's that simple.
Right. It's that simple. And that's just one thing you can do without even being a member of BHA. Now, of course, there's more things you can do, as Dan had said and Matt said earlier, you know, those boots on the ground efforts. By joining BHA, you could volunteer regularly. And of course, if folks want to get involved with the Kentucky chapter, what's going to be the best way to do that?
Sure. So go to backcountryhunters.org, click on the three little tab on the menu bar and go to chapters, and you'll find the Kentucky chapter there. That'll get you connected with us. Or all over social media. If you put Kentucky Backcountry Hunters and Anglers in Facebook, Instagram, any of the social medias out there, we'll pop right up. You can connect with us, and we'd love you to be part of our organization.
Awesome. Well, Dan, is there anything that we've missed yet? Is there anything we haven't touched on that you want to get out before we wrap things up?
No, sir. Just remember, bourbon bands and public lands, Jeff the Creed Distillery, September 13th. We would love to have you there.
That's right. And I was actually going to mention, I think you guys have a Boots on the Ground event coming up here maybe next weekend, the 28th, close to Flemingsburg, I believe.
That's right. We have what we call a hack and squirt. We're going to go in and remove invasive plants and spray them to keep them from coming back on the clay WMA. That's near Carlisle, Kentucky. That is on June the 28th.
Right, and if folks
love to have folks come out for that, yeah,
absolutely.
That event will be on the backcountryhunters.org website as well. Check that out. We'll get you signed up and get you out there and do some good work for our public land there near your home base there.
Absolutely. I believe I saw that on the website, and I think it said that if you're able to, if you have the tools, you know, axes and things of that nature, you know, bring along with you, because while there is some, you know, to provide for folks to use, the you know, may not be enough for everybody. So if you've got it, bring it for sure.
That's right. Just remember, no power tools on public land unless you've received certain training, which is pretty complicated. There's not a whole lot. But if you have hand tools that you'd like to bring for that, certainly bring them on. The more the merrier. We do have a limited supply, but you know, a lot of times we have more folks turn up than we have tools, so we wind up dividing and conquering, which is, you know, sometimes that's good. Give everybody a break.
So actually, real quick, I know we were kind of wrapping up, but a question just kind of popped in my head because I had thought about this whenever I was looking at the event. You said that there's certain certifications you have to get in order to use power tools like chainsaws on public land. You said it's a little complicated. What goes into that?
Yeah, so there's actually a training that the U.S. Department of Forestry puts on to get you certified in order to use those types of power tools on public land. It is about an 8-hour certification course, and they don't offer them very regularly. They happen maybe once a quarter they'll put on a course, and they're not always in the same location, a little bit difficult to get to. It is an in-person training with some testing before you can get that certification. I don't have all of the details on that, Cam, but I could probably get you an access. I could email over to you access to that, to a link for that.
I would actually appreciate that because I do believe I'm going to be joining, and that's probably something that I would like to go after myself because I do plan on being at events like this and helping out because it's I've preached about it nonstop on the show. You know, conservation is something that everybody should get involved with, whether it's going out to events like this or something just as simple as, you know, when you go to the lake, take a plastic bag, you know, a grocery sack with you and pick up some pop bottles and empty worm containers while you're there. So yeah, that's definitely
absolutely
something.
Always like leave it better than you found it.
Exactly. My son's in the Boy Scouts, and that's one of the things I've said before on the show is I really love that they have this this mantra of you know, no trace left behind. And every time we go on a trip anywhere, anything like that, the Cub Scout leader is, you know, every one of the boys has to do a scan of the area for anything and pick it up that they see before they leave. So it's like, you know, 8 times redundant, but it's a great habit to get in for all of us.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. One of the big events that the Kentucky chapter initially started, and we've done it annually since we formed as a chapter, is a cleanup of the Peabody WMA area. Our first cleanup, we took 2 30-yard dumpsters full of trash out of there. The next year, we were only able to collect 1 30-yard dumpster of trash out of there. That kind of dwindled down, and by the 5th year, they didn't have enough trash left on the WMA and asked us to consider some other habitat work rather than just doing a trash cleanup. So that's the type of work our chapter's out doing, and we love to have people be a part of that. So come check us out.
Absolutely. Dan, I appreciate your time, and I thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
That is going to wrap it up for HLS Today. A big thanks once again for all of my guests taking the time to be a part of today's show. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook now. Facebook and YouTube. Go follow us and hit subscribe. Search at HLS Show. We're also on Pandora, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Thanks for listening, and until next weekend, I'll catch you later.
Miss part of today's show? Listen again and catch past shows on the podcast at WJYPAM.com and on the Jock mobile app. This has been Hook, Line, and Sinker with Cam Connors, brought to you by Borders Sporting Goods on the Jock.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Randy, it's back. And Covey Insurance presents the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta. Concerts, sternwheel, boat rides, a carnival, and more. Plus, the third annual Hot Dog Eating Contest. And entertainment coming to the Moses Auto Group stage. Thursday, country star Carly Pierce. Friday, KC and the Sunshine Band. Saturday, it's Busta Rhymes. And Sunday, we've got Jefferson Starship. Plus, WV Madison Fireworks Friday and their drone show on Sunday. July 3rd through the 6th, you got a regatta at the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a veterinarian.
I want to be a fireman.
I want to be a scientist.
I want to be a superhero.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a drug addict.
Get to your kids before drugs do. Arm yourself with the facts. Get your free The Truth About Drugs booklet set today. Go to drugfreeworld.org.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
From the local 2U studio, connecting West Virginia, this is the Valley Sports Station, 105.5 and 98.3 FM, 1300 and 1340 AM, The Jock.
ADHD,
It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and
CHAP. It's time to get you ready for the weekend's biggest sporting events. From the latest line movements, player props, and best bets, we'll help you start the weekend off the right way. It's the Countdown 2 with Greg Paulson and Alex Gold, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Download the app today.
Rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
7.5 point favorites. We'll get to that again in about 20 minutes or so during buy or sell.